Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in on this Monday morning. We are back. Joe Ostrowski, Stan Panionovich, fresh from the week of Thanksgiving off, back and ready to roll for the next 3 hours here on the BetMGM Network. Joe Ostrowski, Stan Panionovich, thanks for checking in with us. Man, I mean, we were gone for a week, but there were so many things that were flipped upside down. It was a week of sports action, but what a week. A lot to go over, whether we're talking about the carousel in college football head coaches, the drama there, the same thing with the NFL, and we got the college football results and rivalry week, and it sets up the conference championships next weekend. We'll get to those numbers with the Monday morning market moves, our usual Monday segment. Sammy, how you feeling after the week off here on this Monday?
Oh, I feel great. 15 shows left. The first place team in the NFC is right on your chest. Come on, show the people. I saw it. I peeked it.
I mean, number one seed. Bear down. Bear freaking down. Look, we've pushed against it a little bit. We've talked about how they're a little lucky, and maybe they are. But, you know, even me, Sam, even the most diehard Bear fans, I'm like, look, what do you want me to say? When you go to Philly, I know they're a piece of crap team right now. But when you go to Philly and you make that team look like that, that was a game that a lot of people had marked off as an L all season long for this team. There were a lot of people that made a deep run in Survivor. I'm saving Philly. I'm saving Philly for Black Friday. How'd that work out? They dominated from the outset. Like, there was no stopping that run game. It's truly remarkable. Doesn't mean they're long for the playoffs. I think a playoff appearance, as I've been on record saying, that would be exceeding expectations. So the Bears are going to do that. They go over the win total on Friday, over 8.5. The Patriots have already gone over that win total. But that was impressive, man. I don't know that they can keep this up, but maybe the turnovers continue to happen. I can't sit here and say that Caleb was great. But you know what? The quarterback that's won a Super Bowl on the other side, he was worse. The Eagles are, I don't know how you trust anybody. Like, here's my big takeaway, and this is not just Bears related. I know we'll dive into the Bears angle, but it's more big picture. It's like, after that game, I'm like, oh, really? So the Eagles are the second best team in the NFC. That's what the numbers were telling us. That team is the second best team in the NFC. We've been watching them all year. They're not the second best team in the NFC. But who is? Who's not flawed? Oh, I know the least flawed team. The least flawed team in the NFC is the Rams. Hello, Panthers. I mean, it was crazy. This is a wild year. I think we are barking on almost, we're knocking on almost a half the league could win the Super Bowl. I don't think that's crazy.
I had to laugh out loud yesterday when bartender comes out of the chute, picks the Rams, and his text to me said, Carolina is going to get sledgehammered. And then Carolina wins outright as a 10-point favorite. Just a wild season, which we've chronicled a ton since the ball kicked off in early September. Chicago did two things that impressed the hell out of me, though, on that Friday game against Philly. Mm-hmm. Number one, they stopped the tush push. Stopped it. If anybody can stop it, it'll be Chicago. And they ran for almost 300 yards on a team that just won the Super Bowl. Those two things on themselves are impressive. But you combine them together, stop the tush push, ran for 281. Not lucky anymore, Joe. It's not.
No. Point differential, fine. Turnover differential, fine. If you want to bring that up, if you want to say Caleb's first playoff once we get there. But the point is you're having that conversation. That there's a very good chance they win the NFC North. There's a chance that now it's up to them. They have a tough schedule the rest of the way. It's Packer week. You got the Packers twice in 3 weeks. So that's going to be a lot of fun. But, yeah, I mean, the Bears certainly one of the headlines from over the weekend. You mentioned the Rams. I mean, how about this? You've got on Thanksgiving days, let's call it Thursday, Friday, you've got two touchdown favorites, both lose outright. And then yesterday, a double-digit favorite, which can't be stopped. It's Carolina Panthers team who looked awful the previous Monday. Bryce Young couldn't do anything. And Carolina, they just look like a different team at home. And the Rams win outright. That was impressive. We've talked about this for a number of years. It truly is a league in which you have to forget what you just saw. It's hard as a human to do that. It's very hard. But I just saw this happen. I watched the entire game for 3 hours. They're good. No, they're not. They're bad. No, they're just mediocre, and they might pop for a few hours, and it's probably going to happen next week after they look terrible on Monday night. Oh, like the Carolina Panthers. This league is truly remarkable. You don't know what's going to happen unless you're going against Max Brosmer. Then you know what's going to happen. Everybody saw that coming, man. Everybody. I'm mad I didn't put it in the contest. I bet it. I bet Seattle. I laid the lumber because I'm like, this guy ain't going to. No, he's the third option. I've seen the other two options for the Vikings. They're pathetic. Don't come at me with he's the next Brock Purdy. Nope. I saw enough at Minnesota, and I've seen those other two quarterbacks that the coach believes are better than Brosmer. Now they're going to Brosmer against the Seattle defense on the road. Woo! 5 turnovers for Minnesota yesterday.
The pick six was hilarious. He runs backwards 5 yards and then sort of underhand spins the ball right to a Seahawk who runs 70 yards, 80 yards, whatever, for the touchdown. I actually had Seattle in our Chicago contest, which, oh, by the way, I went 2-2 and I have a dog tonight. So you know what's going to happen there. I will definitely not cover. Because this year is just the year of 2-3 in the NFL for me.
Yeah.
Seattle, though, we're doing the show yesterday. Seattle gets bet out to 13. 13. And there was no real buyback on Minnesota, which was very telling to me. Because, you know, Nick's like, well, would you take Minnesota? I'm like, no. Never. Like, why would I be interested in a team that got bet from +8 to +12, 12.5? Pinnacle was at 13, and there was really no buyback. Like, there was nobody waiting to bet Minnesota. That probably would have happened if it got to 14, but it never did. It was 12.5, and then one book was at 13. When a favorite gets crammed like that all week and there's no buyback, it's a bad sign. And then you look at the final score and you go, oh, yeah, 26-0. That makes sense. Why didn't I lay more Seattle? Because I'm stupid. That's why.
And Seattle did nothing offensively all game.
Nope.
Not a damn thing. They had 219 yards, and they still end up putting up 26. They double that point spread of 13, winning 26-0. If you stayed up for Sunday night football, you were in for a treat. I can't say it was a lot of fun all game, but the very end was a lot of drama. Washington gets the field goal to force overtime right at the buzzer. Broncos open overtime with a touchdown. Commanders, of course, get the ball back. They get a fourth down touchdown with a little bit of luck. There's some calls that went their way, but they did need to be called. They were egregious, whether you're talking about pass interference or holding, taking defensive linemen all the way to the ground. Like, those are going to get called every single time. But on the two-point conversion, Mariota drops back wide open, but he couldn't get it over Benito. Benito leaps, blocks it, ends the game. Washington cover. That was another game. I'm like, I should probably take Washington. Did I know? That one ends up going to overtime. But Denver wins 27-26. It closed Commanders plus six. Mariota had a good game. Like I just said a moment ago, forget what you just saw. What we've seen, Mariota sucks. And then last night he throws for almost 300 yards against the Broncos.
Yeah. I was so happy last night at the end of the game because I have Terry McLaurin in fantasy. Everybody mm-hmm. cares about my fantasy team, of course. So I need to win this week basically to make the playoffs. Like, if I lose, I can't make it. McLaurin catches
you on
the
repeat.
Touchdown.
I need to win this week. Every week. I need to win
I started 0-5, and now I'm 6-6. Like, I'm there. I'm right there. And I'm thinking, well, I need McLaurin to catch a touchdown. And then it doesn't look like it's going to happen, but oh, wait, we're going to overtime. And he catches the touchdown in overtime. So the final score right now, well, not the final score because we have a player tonight each. We each have 116.04. We are tied right now. I've got Tyrone Tracy tonight, and he's got the kicker, Andy Borogalis for New England. If I win tonight, Joe, over 500, let's go.
Let's go. Get in there. You know, there was one result, well, another one where I was looking at him like, oh, why not? Why didn't you do it? That was obvious.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bills are cheap. Bills are three.
Gotta
take
stink.
The Bills.
No, it's over. Season's over in Buffalo. Oh. That's what I've heard. Yeah, it's over.
Yeah. I've also heard you're an idiot if you don't have a Chiefs Super Bowl ticket. There's another loss on Thanksgiving, which we can get to as well. Yeah. Don't know that they're making the playoffs, even though I was heard they're guaranteed to make the playoffs. Yeah, they stink. Well, you know who really stinks? Aaron Rodgers. It's over, dude. It's over. It's sad. It was, you know, the end of that game, it just reminded me of guys that hung on a year too long. You don't want to be that guy. When you're a legend in the sport, hanging on at least a year too long, that's what Aaron Rodgers did this season. He's done. They're chanting fire Tomlin in Pittsburgh. You know, Pittsburgh as a home dog of a field goal or higher, that used to be a standard play. That is no longer a standard play. But the Steelers are 6-6 on the year. I don't know that they make any change, but this is the first time that I ever remember saying, you know, even though it is Pittsburgh, I think they might make a change to move on from Mike Tomlin.
Bill Cowher, bring him back. Is that what they're going to do? Just bring
well, whoever people? They hire, they're going to be there for 20 years. Like that's the plan.
No doubt. I did not watch that game and come away impressed with Buffalo. I was more disappointed with whatever that was from Pittsburgh. It's a nice win because you need wins in this league. And now Buffalo is, what, 8-4? Much rather be in Buffalo's spot than a lot of teams in that AFC. So right now Buffalo is the 7, just a tiebreaker behind Indy on line 6, and then Pittsburgh on line 9 now, 6-6. But the Bills are right there, man, because their quarterback, when he's at his best, is very difficult to nail down. And look, you look at the Super Bowl picture. I just pulled up the BetMGM odds. Rams 1, Seahawks 2, Eagles 3. So three NFC teams in a row. Bingo, bango, bongo. And then Buffalo, 10-1 at BetMGM. I don't really have an argument. I don't know if you were to say, all right, you get Buffalo or you get any other team in the AFC. Like, not the field, but all right. The first pick in the AFC draft, right here on BetSweats. You have the first pick. Who are you taking? For me, it's Buffalo. Like, I don't want any other team over Buffalo. Put it that way.
I don't know. They're all the same. Like, in both leagues, both conferences, they're all the same. Like what I was saying about the Rams, there was a time, before yesterday, you say they're the least flawed team, and you see how flawed that they are. They can be. Well, Stafford was actually just turning the ball over. I'm serious. Like in the NFC side, Chicago, LA Rams, Philadelphia, Tampa Bay, Seattle, Green Bay, San Francisco, Detroit, who's out of the playoffs, Dallas, who's out of the playoffs right now. What's the difference with those 9 teams? Like they all seem to be about the same. And then AFC, Denver, New England, maybe they get that 1 seed back with a win tonight. Jacksonville, your division leader. Baltimore, your division leader now, thanks to Pittsburgh losing. Chargers, Colts, Bills, Texans are out. Chiefs are out. They're the 10 seed right now. Like, is there much difference? I was dead serious when I was saying like half the league could win the Super Bowl because I don't see that much of a difference between like your 2, your 3 seed and the teams that are on the outside looking in right now.
The only difference is that I get the MVP of the league. I get Josh Allen and you don't. That's it.
Yeah. Yep. 249 rushing yards at Pittsburgh. Bears, 281 rushing yards at Philadelphia. Impressive. Impressive run games for both of those teams. Joe O, Sammy P, we will preview Giants-Patriots. Continue to talk about what we saw over the last week right here on BetSweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.